You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello and welcome to Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM. We are going to start off the show today with a track from last night's Shindig winner, CITR's Battle of the Bands. We're into the semifinals. It's getting intense. So last night's Shindig winner was Mark Mills, who seems to be a total goof, self-described as a power, posy, passion, dad pop, weirdo, Disco Canada. I just put all his tags together. And that sounds about right. So far as I can tell, that involves a lot of shoulder wiggling and some tasteful pelvic thrusting. Very self-aware. And definitely had my attention, even after what was already a 16-hour day for me, and got the more energetic among us grooving on a Tuesday night. So the track is called Fancy White Face. Let's dance, eh? Last night's Shindig winner, Mark Mills, with Fancy White Face. we're gonna keep some more upbeat stuff going on here. This artist kind of reminds me of Grimes. The artist is Church of Trees. I don't know why, but I get the feeling that the same people who like knee socks would like this song. You might have to be wearing them though to get the full effect. I don't know. Worth investigating. So hike them up. The track is called Crumbs. There's Only Now.
Slipping away.
Church of Trees with Crumbs. There's Only Now. We're going to move right into the next track here. It is the band and the song are all in French, and I don't really know French. I don't really know what's going on, but I'm going to learn French this summer, so I'm going to interpret this track for you later in about 6 to 8 months. But yes, the artist is La Conversion des Sauvages, and the track is called Nouakchott. I probably butchered that, and for that I am truly sorry. But let's get into it and forget about my mistakes. Okay, now we are going to take a little bit of a genre change to some math rock. First up, local group called, I think you pronounce it Mines? Never entirely sure. And then into another track by another band that self describes as math/art rock called Blessed. The first track is called Dewey Decibel System, and you can't really get a more quintessentially math rockish track name than that. And then the next track is less obvious in its track naming. It's called Cop. Yeah, that's really all I have to say. Here we go.
Achi. After 9 weeks of live performances, Shindig, CATR's annual Battle of the Bands, is moving into semifinals. Come out to Shindig January 10th to see Devours, Mark Mills, and Prison Hair, the 17th to see Carousel Scene, Jerk in the Can, and Pavel, and the 24th to see Jock Tears, Tiny Sprout, and Mirepoix. The semifinals are every Tuesday of January at Pat's Pub. As always, there will be an opportunity to win beverages for jokes or fun facts. Shindig is sponsored by AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder Magazine, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste Festival, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Four Winds Brewery, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print. All three shows will be amazing, and you'll want to be there to see which of these three local artists will move into the final round. UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Okay, we are back. Music for The Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. Next track coming up by The Lonely Parade. Track is called Duck Hunt. Actually reminds me of a tangentially related story. The first time I came to Vancouver to visit my sister, I was 15, and we were walking around Stanley Park, and there were these beautiful ducks. They're really special ducks. And they're called wood ducks, in case you're into ducks and want to check them out. But yeah, I was crouching by the pond, totally enraptured, and I could not take my eyes off these ducks. And my sister said to me, you seem to be in love with those ducks. And I replied with, they have more elegant markings than most boys my age. And I still hold this to be true. I guess people quantify coolness by like number of Audis or something. But I think that's expensive and unnecessary. And it's way more effective if you do it like the ducks, and wear some patterns. So the flashier, one shirt pattern, the better, I say. And that actually relates, to one of my New Year's resolutions, which is to dress more like I feel on the inside, which involves wearing a lot more purple, a lot more colors. I think one can infer from all that that my New Year's resolution is to dress more like a duck, because on the inside, I'm a duck. To reiterate, coming up is The Lonely Parade with Duck Hunt, and we're going to go straight into a track by Pang Attack called, Pang Attack. Artist, Pang Attack. Song, Monk Song. That's what's happening. Coming up on Music for The Observant here on CITR 101.9.
Thank you. waterfowl. Good times, bad times, paranoid. Deciding face against white walls. We're all getting close while we're coming down. And lukewarm coffee. Called my mom, tell her how I've been. Feels like every man here is just pitying us. Delusional with the taxidermy. Just stay in the car and listen to rap. I got nothing to say but want to talk to you. Can't shake the feeling that we're growing apart. Shouldn't want to go home, but sometimes I do. Thank you.
from the cannon. Is any back on the floor? Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. You fear it 'cause it's still. You're into huge cold countries. You suck your money into shame. Our slaves of love keep piercing through the night, make you sing. Come on in the dark, the lowest of men. Try not to
become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts around Commercial Drive and beyond at Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studio, Bomber Brewing, Storm Crow Tavern, People's Co-op Bookstore, Mintage, High Life Records and Music, Bone Rattle Music Limited, JQ Clothing Limited, the Rio Theater, the Vancouver Music Gallery, North Van, and Tapestry Music Limited in White Rock.
What would we do without our friends?
I call it transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
I call it transcendence.
All right. Welcome back to Music for the Observant. Coming up next is a track by Cosmic Light Shapes called Can You See in 3D? I'm having lots of thoughts about song titles today. So in answer to that question, can you see in 3D? I think that we actually cannot. Because our retina is two-dimensional, we can't actually form a true 3D model of the world. Our depth information has to be constructed from perception of boundaries, ridges, valleys, shading, and is helped along by the fact that our eyes are spaced apart, allowing us to see in a sort of stereo. But even this construction of depth can't really be considered 3D, again, to the 2D constraints of the retina. So our perception of depth is actually typically referred to as a 2.5D sketch. And we use this 2.5D sketch to form mental representations of depth and three dimensions. So no, Cosmic Light Shapes, you cannot really see in 3D. I answered your question. You no longer need this song. Just kidding, because it's a good song. Yeah, I'm gonna play it now. Can You See in 3D by Cosmic Light Shapes.
Can you see in 3D? Can you see
Yes, we are back. That was Cosmic Light Shapes with Can You See in 3D? To which I say, no, heresy. We're winding down. So I'm going to turn to a winding down appropriate artist called Shh, like the sound, S-H-H-H. It's a really cute song title. The Instant Ramen Eating Champion of Your Heart. So I invite you to reflect and meditate on who is the instant ramen eating champion of your heart. And then maybe send them a message to let them know that you're thinking about them. So here's Shh with the instant ramen eating champion of your heart.
Sit here.
All right, that was Instant Ramen Eating, Champion of Your Heart by Shh. And yes, I hope. I have lots of hopes. We're going to close out the show before I cue it up with John Q is up next. It is the painting project by Lisa Thorne. The track is Night Song. I think it's a nice one to send off the show, set the tone for the rest of this Wednesday. Yeah, thanks for tuning in to Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. I hope you're having a good new year. If you make New Year's resolutions, I hope you're enjoying them. If you don't, that is totally cool. Another one of my New Year's resolutions actually is to learn to barbecue with charcoal. So we'll see how that goes. I'll also let you know about that in 6 to 8 months. So yes, finishing off with Night Song, brought to you by The Painting Project by Lisa Thorne.
Thank you.